Rock Garden Records. You just signed with Rock Garden Records. We're going to play that now, and we'll be back, as I said, in a bit to talk a bit with Tom and Rick from the New Frustrations, play their entire new EP. But right now, here's a bunch of new music. All right, as I said, that was Tom Kerens with Those Lies, his latest single on Rock Garden Records. Going to play a couple songs now that go out for Justine Kovalt, who tragically passed away recently. Stop Calling Me Frank, have one out, as well as new stuff by Girl With A Hawk. I'm going to play both of those and maybe one more. As I said, I got to sneak this new stuff in before I have the guys come on. But they'll be up probably about 8:15. Talk all about New Frustrations, a new EP, and a lot of good stuff. But here we go with Stop Calling Me Frank.
Yeah.
All right, that was Gretchen Shea and the Middle Eight with her latest single, Safe House. Before that, Girl of the Hawk, Fail Me, off of Keeper Lit. That's an upcoming EP on Rumbar Records. And Stop Calling Me Frank, my band on a t-shirt. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, I'm here with Rick and Tom from New Frustrations. Thanks for coming in, guys. You had a haul to get here.
Yeah. It's not that far.
Well, I'm like, damn.
We're just the South Shore.
Yeah, but hey.
Yeah, Plymouth. It's not too bad. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Pleased to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. You guys have been around since 06, right?
Is that what you're
saying? Yes. But you've been through a few incarnations, I guess you'd say, of the band.
Yeah.
And this is what, the third, I guess you'd say, version of it?
Yeah, we're calling this V3.
I saw that on
V3,
there.
Yes.
Yeah, I like, and I'm glad you put like a physical product out with an actual like...
bio?
Words and things in there. As opposed to, I get it, these times a lot of people just do the strictly digital thing.
Right.
But I, so yeah, that was cool that you did that. But so you want to talk about the other two?
Iterations, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when we first started out, we were a five-piece. I think the vision of it was Tim Downey's.
A little more 60s influenced, yeah. Garage, 70s punk, a little bit more.
Yeah, so three of the members were from the group The Johnnies.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rick and I were kind of brought in sort of outside of there. I had actually subbed bass for The Johnnies for a while. But anyway, so we started out that way, and then that was 2006 to about 2009. Michael Scaglarini, it was our main lead singer at the time, and he passed away at that time. And so that would be bring us to V2,
yeah.
Which was a four-piece, and I don't think we changed a lot other than...
No, we just kind of kept it going for as long as Tim could stand it, and then he left.
Yeah. So we're down to three guys now, so it's five, we're done.
You think you're safe at three? Is three a better, easier?
Yeah, I think so. A little easier to handle things.
Yeah, it's just our last recording, Tim finished his parts and left, and that was it. So he was done. He retired, is the way he
basically put the guitar down.
But the constant has been you two guys from the get-go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Brian.
Yeah, and Brian's been there.
Brian's been
there from the outset, so to speak.
Yeah, he's not here now.
We've never gained anybody. We just lost people.
Right, exactly.
Along the way.
Yeah.
How'd you get the name New Frustrations?
I
do remember. We were trying to come up with a name, and we were talking about the old bands that we were in, and I think... somebody said, yeah, it's great to start fresh and get rid of the old frustrations. And then I made a joke and I said, well, that makes us the New Frustrations.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the frustrations don't go away.
That's right. It's ever current.
Yeah. It's the old adage that, you know, appreciate what you got. Because something, we can't cuss, so something's going to come up that's going to derail you.
Yeah.
At some point, and so it's just, and the title of this EP is would suggest that you kind of have to live a little bit and go through some stuff.
Exactly.
To get to where you want to go, to experience life, and so it must be a lot different. You do most of the writing. Who does?
If we sing it, we wrote it. So
okay,
yeah. Basically.
And so you both have.
Yeah,
yeah. You're both equal. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So you probably write differently now than you were writing in 06.
Exactly, yeah. I would say so. Yeah.
Because, again, you've been through some stuff, and you just... I think all bands and guys and people do that, and girls, they... Obviously, you're not writing about what you were 18 when you were 40, just to throw numbers up.
Yeah, I mean, it's just different that we write... I write differently with different members in the band. Like, when the other guys were in the band, I would try to write stuff that they might like, you know, what I mean, or something like that. And now I'm just writing stuff that I can write and that I like myself, and I can sing. You know, I think decent song. So we try.
Yeah, it's more liberating because you're like, all right, I can just play whatever I want.
Exactly. Yeah. Now we're just morphed into just something like that. You know, is steady and you know it feels good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great new EP. And you had it done at Woolly Mammoth.
Yeah.
Yes.
We had never recorded with him before, and we had. The last one was with Richard Marr at
Galaxy.
He's moved up to the North Shore, and we were looking around, and we just decided. Something we always wanted to do was record there, and it's figured. Well, now's the time to do it.
Yeah, we had a decent bunch of songs, and we kind of really wanted to take it to the next level. I think you know, so that's one of the reasons we went with Dave.
Yeah, he would be the guy to go to. And I saw on the you said that he plays keys or something. You can barely notice him.
Yeah,
but
I can't hear it.
We were mixing, and I was there with him alone, and it was in the song Lifetime. And at the end, he said that line's a little murky, and he went to the piano. He hooked it up. He just copied a guitar line that's in there. And then he mixed it, and I'm just like, I can't hear it.
And the murk's gone, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't hear the murk anymore.
But he did have some good input as it went on.
Yeah, I mean, in general, yeah, he had great feedback, good ideas.
Definitely great ideas, great, like, guitar parts. Like, he'd be playing the song over, and he'd pick up a guitar and play along with it acoustically and go, try this, you know, try this in this song. And I would do it, and it would be like perfect.
Generally worked out.
Yeah, there were some ideas that we didn't agree on, but he throws it out there. If you don't like agree, he kind of moves on.
Right.
But I liked working with him. He was a great guy. Like I said, I had heard some stuff that he was difficult to work with, but we didn't find that at all.
I think that's only if he doesn't like your band.
Probably.
Or you're not playing in time or in tune. That was the
idea. I've heard it was very comfortable. Yeah, I haven't heard any. I know a lot of people that come on the show have done work there, obviously. And everyone.
Sure.
Everyone seems to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in a
great studio.
Yeah,
awesome. Great studio.
I think he's moving it.
Up to Salem, I believe.
Further north.
I think it's further north.
Further north than Salem, I think.
He was saying that's going to be in a couple of years.
Oh, okay. It's a ways out. He's still in Waltham, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But he's bought a house up there, and it's got a barn, and he's going to... My understanding is that
that's
he's going to make
gonna
that...
Be
his, yeah, so it'll be up there.
Mm.
Yeah, so it'll kind of be like at the house. He doesn't have to... Yeah,
we'll have to sleep over next time
we record
there.
He's going to have to find some bands up that way. I don't know who's going to... No, I'm sure people still go up to for him.
Oh yeah,
but I'm gonna play the whole EP. I'm gonna play a couple now. Okay. I don't know. I think it's the backwards order of the actual EP, but that's not really relevant. I'm gonna play a couple songs and we'll talk about them.
Okay, sounds good.
All right,
thank you.
This first one I think is called Lara. All right.
Go.
All right, that was I Can't Be by the New Frustrations. First one was Laura off the EP Lifetime. Great stuff. Want to talk a bit about those two?
Sure. Yeah?
Well, Laura was actually a song that was written by Mike Scaglarini, V1. And we've always played it for years, and we never recorded it, and we just sort of decided to do that. And Brian sings the song, which is kind of different. But that's the last one of Mike's we have to record.
Is that the only one he sings on the album?
Yeah.
The only that's, song of his, yes.
Yeah.
I think it's the last one. That
well, you're talking about Brian singing.
Brian.
Brian sings backup, but he's never sang lead before.
Right.
In any of the recordings that we did, or any other song for that matter. That I'm aware of. Is that true, Brian? I think he's listening.
And I Can't Be.
I can't be. That's a song about relationship and expectations, I guess. reasonable expectationships in a relationship is a good thing. But when they become, unreasonable and irrational and a bit distorted.
Hence it's the time. Lifetime. In a lifetime, things happen. You go through some changes.
There you go. That's what I Can't Be is about. I can't be what you want me to be. Very simple.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't need a ton of explanation there. I'm going to play a couple more.
All right.
Here we go.
Come on. for granted takes you further down the track. And it's all so beautiful. Playing now, playing for yesterday. Realizing now, you're not gonna get a replay.
Busy Talk, and we almost ran over on that one. Words You Never Said, and Diane, Happy Hunting in parentheses.
Yep.
So what do you get on those two?
Diane? Yeah. That's a song I wrote about a girl that I really, really like, and hoping that the feelings would reciprocate.
like past tense or like now?
Or
both.
It's not going away.
Okay.
But anyway, that's a song about a girl hunting for records in all her spare time, trying to possibly fill a deeper void in her life. So, very deep stuff.
That is a happy hunting, but that makes sense, yeah. And Words You Never Said.
That's one of mine. It's just basically about missed opportunities. And stuff you can't get back. So I guess the idea is, you know, you didn't say something to somebody and then they may not be around, either totally not around or just not around anymore. And so just kind of regretting, I guess, not saying the stuff that you wanted to say.
A lot of should have, could have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to, pining away, trying to find
that's
some
life.
Yeah.
Right?
In a lifetime, that's going to happen. All right. We got a couple more. Won't Let You Down. This sounds like a similar theme. We're going to spin that.
All right.
Should I?
Give that one a good long minute to end. All right, Lifetime off the EP, titled Lifetime. Before that, Won't Let You Down. I'm here with Rick and Tom. And so, those Lifetime was the actual
title track, I guess. Yeah. Is it what you call it?
Yeah, yeah.
It yeah, that's that, that song generally, I guess, kind of ponders life itself. And, you know, like in the beginning, it's all fun and awesome, and life is just exciting, and, you know, you got your whole future ahead of you. And as we get older, it's just kind of, you go through the motions, and it's mundane life, like day in and day out, right? So it just kind of asks a question, you know, to take a, you know, look at yourself, and are you happy where you are? Did you get to, you know, do great things, you know? You happy with your choices, you know, things like that. That's basically what that's about, and I turned into the title track, I guess.
There you go.
Kind of make it count.
Yeah. You know.
Was that one of the early tracks or one of the later tracks you guys had written?
No, they're fairly all the new.
Yeah.
I don't know the order. I don't remember.
Yeah. And Won't Let You Down. Yep. On in keeping with the theme of the.
Yeah, won't Let You Down is kind of, it was, I wanted to write kind of a fun song. And for me, the lyrics are basically, I'm at an age where I'm kind of wondering why I'm still doing, you know, I'm still in a rock band and all that. And, you know, I have ringing ears.
You
and
do
things,
it for Skybar.
Sitting like, in squeaky chairs.
Yeah, squeaky chairs. And, but I guess the thing is that it doesn't let you down, you know, so I continue to have fun and I continue to really like doing it. And, So that's what that's about.
Yeah, well, that's the important thing, to have fun, and they are a great batch of songs.
Thank you.
And they're in my rotation, and they will be for the foreseeable future, I guess you could say.
Awesome.
We appreciate the support.
Yeah, well, college radio and internet radio, that's where you got to go nowadays, because you're not going to hear, you're hearing the same old in commercial stations.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Well, don't we know it.
I stopped listening to commercial radio probably 20 years ago, like a long time ago.
Good for
I
you.
I was like, and I liked a lot of those bands, but beat you over the head enough with it. And
right.
I'm like, you know.
Just turn on the radio for 10 minutes, you'll hear
me. And I'm like, sorry, done with that. All right, guys, thanks for coming in. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. I'm going to leave with one. We mentioned the Neighborhoods and Menahan earlier. I'm going to sneak one in off their last release called Last Known Address.
More trust. know who's really running the show. You don't know how much they haul in the dough. You just don't know if Bigfoot really exists. We don't know if he's on the guest list. We just don't know. We just don't know. We don't know how much they stole. We don't know what's in that hole. They tell us to trust them, every word that they say, while they keep us in the dark with all the crap they spray. It's a lot to stomach. You know it tastes like shit. Then why do you believe their fake and phony script?
I'm up against the clock, so I cut that like 5 seconds short. That was One Fall, a song called Raleigh. Before that, Rob Moss and the Skin Tight Skin, We Just Don't Know. Jaguero, All I Think About, Neighborhood's Half-Life. Once again, the fantastic EP Lifetime by the New Frustrations was played all night. Gotta get out of here. I'm gonna go with a quick one by the Outlets, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Skyba.
So slow.